Gucci. Hey, y'all. Mike Missanelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station. We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Haiti's the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mike Missanelli Show, General Knowledge Wednesday Day. I like our categories today. I'm excited about our categories. But there's so many more important things to talk about here as we broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast on 97.5 Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia. You know, when you do this radio show for these many years, you learn a lot about fans and about the fan base in general. And you don't know everything about them. You learn things as you go along. Like what I've learned over the past couple of weeks, I guess, that was kind of hinted before, but it's really been cemented in now, is that there are certain athletes in this town for which people have everlasting love. And the mere mention of the word Nick Foles makes people get gooey. This is what I've learned, that it's like, you know, the old cartoons where, you know, you're the thought bubble and they're the hearts going past, or maybe some Cupids. That's what people have for Nick Foles. And I want to learn about it. I'm here to learn as well as to talk. I learn a lot from people. And so what I want to know, I want you to articulate what it is exactly, exactamente, and beyond him just winning a Super Bowl. What is it about the guy that brings these thoughts of love? Now, you can go down the years of Philadelphia sports and find guys who have had this kind of love from the fan base and a certain immunity to bad things ever being said about them. I don't know. What is off the top of my head, Utley comes to mind. But Utley had a near Hall of Fame career. And this guy, Nick Foles, is not going to have a Hall of Fame career, and he's not close to being a Hall of Fame player, but he's got just tremendous respect and love from the fan base to the point where you bring up his name and it just triggers conversation with people. And it's good to be him. I just want to understand why it is. Yes, he has performed well in clutch situations, but he's also had stinkers. And his career is such that you can kind of put the really good games in kind of a jar. And, you know, listen, this would be a big ball jar. And maybe his failures are in a little ball jar. But it's not like the jar has all successes and there are no failures. So I want to learn from people. I'm not going to, you know, it is what it is. There's no reason for me to even debate it or fight it. It is what it is. The acceptance, the overwhelming acceptance for a guy like Nick Foles has been immense. And I find it fascinating. Among the many things I find fascinating about this town, this sports scene, this sports fan base, this is one of them. There are certain people that click and certain people that don't. Now, we had a quarterback here who forged a near Hall of Fame numbers career in Donovan McNabb. You won't have to get an afterthought about Donovan McNabb. He's long and forgotten. It's like he didn't do one good thing here. And we're at fault for perpetuating that kind of thing as well. But it is what it is. Randall Cunningham, kind of the same thing. AI didn't have 100% love. There were still some detractors. This Foles guy, man, he's got it. I don't. I'm trying to figure out what it is. Tyrone, you've been listening to my mumbo jumbo here for the first 5 minutes. Am I zeroed in on this situation here? And do we have something to learn about today?
We do have something to learn about because I'm confused by it as well. But not. I understand for the most part the love. He was the starting quarterback for the Super Bowl champ, but it seems like that love only went to him. Brandon Graham hasn't had a great year. The fans feel very comfortable criticizing Brandon Graham for not having a good year. Lately, he's been better, but people, we get calls on, hey, where's the defensive line? Fletcher Cox, obviously. He was a big player on the Super Bowl. It seems like the love only went to Nick Foles, and that's what's odd. It's not like people are giving Fletcher Cox a pass or Lane Johnson a pass or Jason Kelce, who made the speech, a pass.
You can almost like put that in the category of quarterbacks. Quarterbacks are going to get inherently more love than anybody else, whether it's fair or not. The quarterback is the show. So I think that's a lot to do with it. I just think it's the guy, it's himself. This guy, for whatever reason, connects to the fan base.
But a lot of times the quarterback also gets blamed. When they lost the Tampa game, they blamed the defense. They didn't blame him at all for that loss.
You're right. He gets – and that's what the beauty of this whole story. Because he does not get any blame when he plays poorly. You're right. It's all about what he can do and not what he can't do with this guy. And that's a great thing to have, man. It's a great quality. Every athlete wishes what they had, what Nick Foles had. I just would like it explained tangibly today so I can walk away from this radio station tonight and know what it is.
That'd be nice.
I know he won the Super Bowl. I get it, but we have a tendency to roll on to the next year. He has not played very well in a couple games this year, and he played one game last week very well. So that trumps everything as far as we're talking about this year. If you leave the Super Bowl out, and I know it's hard to leave a Super Bowl out, but the judgment, even when he was playing last year, was such that people loved Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Before he won the Super Bowl.
Right.
He just, like, they felt comfortable with him taking over.
It's peculiar, and in my opinion, I stand by, somewhat disrespectful to the young, great quarterback that you actually have. I feel like it's disrespectful. So maybe they can also explain why they're so quick to criticize Carson. Mm-hmm. And not that he doesn't deserve it. What I mean is they're very, very reluctant to criticize Foles. But once they're quick to, boom, let's get on that guy. One missed pass.
Right. Now, here's a great example. There's a story came out today by Tim McManus that said that Carson Wentz had a stress fracture in his back his junior year in high school. So that's there it is. He's injury prone. Oh, my God, he's injury prone. We got to move on from him. It's like he can't wait to get thrown a punch in there. It's amazing. I heard a guy today, Riled Up, say three number ones in Jalen Ramsey for Carson Wentz. And another guy says, well, you know, I'm worried about these injuries that he suffers. And, you know, Anthony rightly corrected him and said, well, he's a quarterback that gets hit a lot. So you get hit a lot, you're going to get injuries. Nobody's a robot back there. You're not made of steel. And so what the cause and effect is, you got to get him to think differently and get less hits on him and get the ball out of his hand square. That's all correctable. So I don't think he's injury prone as much as he has just been banged around. And that's got to stop because good quarterbacks protect themselves eventually. All right, but, you know, you go, like, I was at an event last night. That's all I had to do. Foles. That was it. I was speaking at an event last night. I went, Foles. Boom. And you got this buzz in the crowd. It was fantastic.
That's all you have to do.
It is. It's a one-word response. I mean, it's a one-word throwout that will elicit many responses. And most of them, like, for instance, I think Nick is awesome. He always appears calm and collected when he speaks, and he's always a class act. Now, I've been talking for nine minutes. I got seven emails already. Brandon, what don't you understand? For his entire career, all he hears that he sucks and he's no more than a backup, and then he wins the Super Bowl. He's the ultimate underdog. Simple as that. All right. Okay. But there's something more. There's something more. There's something more about the guy that people go, they want to root for him. Whatever it is.
And
he wasn't always the ultimate underdog. I mean, he was drafted. Well, when was he drafted?
Third round, I think.
Third round. So, he wasn't, like, come off the streets. You know, he had decent college numbers and was a draft pick.
Also, he saw his way to the NFL and his whole life path is so different than what Philadelphia claims they love. Rich Daddy, who helped him transfer from Michigan State to Arizona, cut a big check. Like, all that stuff happened in his past.
See, that's one of the things you don't like about him.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You don't like that. You don't like that subplot that he was a rich kid.
Well, my thing is, I don't want to hear that blue collar. He's
See,
one of us.
It doesn't matter to me, man. He could be Daddy Warbucks. I couldn't care less.
No, it's not. Right? Like, I don't hold it against him, but it did happen. And there was word that his dad cut a check and was putting pressure on the coach to get playing time. All that happened.
I want to get into the, I don't know, the psychology of this whole thing. I think it's fascinating. And I want to explore it with people today. And let's explore it with the ultimate Foles fan here, Natalie Eganoff. Let's get you to weigh in here, because you are one of the sheep. You are a Foles.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
You're a Foles sheepy.
I am not a
sheepy.
Yes,
you are. First of all, you have to admit that. We can have an honest conversation. You are one of the people who have fallen into the Foles crevice.
I have a soft spot for him, and I get why people love him.
Okay, so tell me why you do.
Tell me why I love him?
Yes.
Because he won a Super Bowl.
Okay, so it's as simple as that.
Yes.
He won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Nobody else helped win that Super Bowl. It was Nick Foles.
Yes. Carson Wentz took them there. It was an incredible season last year. Mm-hmm. It was a true team effort. You know, everybody played hard that game. But he was the one who delivered. So there's always going to be this, no matter what else happens, this adoration for him that comes when you're the Super Bowl MVP. First one the city's ever seen.
All right. You know, there are other Super Bowl MVPs that are expected to continue to be great.
None that were Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, but that maybe says more about Philadelphia than it says about other cities.
Well, is why we are who we are.
It's almost like we're in the Super Bowl and we have to stop our brain. You know, you don't stop your brain. You go, let's see what we can do now.
I can just see why people get googly-eyed for him.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not a sheep.
Why do you get googly-eyed for Nick Foles is the question. I just have to throw it out. Nick Foles, now get googly-eyed for me. 610-632-0975. All right, today's General Knowledge Wednesday. We have a very good prize today. General Knowledge Trivia is a $200. Wow. Gift certificate to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar in Radnor. I spent some nights at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar in Radnor.
I bet you did.
A big social activity place.
Hmm.
Fleming's. A little mainline action out there. Whether you're celebrating the holidays, dining with business clients, or need private event space, Fleming's in Radnor has a menu filled with your favorites. Perfect bar for toasting and a passion for great steak. For more information, visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com. All right, here are our categories. General knowledge. Movies set in Los Angeles. How about that? That's going to be a fun category.
Yeah.
Movie set in Los Angeles. This is my favorite category. Wanted for crimes real and fictional.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Like, if I gave you Killing Abel, he was wanted for killing Abel, you would say?
Cain.
Right. Now, that's either real or fictional. We don't really know. And finally, one team NBA basketball players. Basketball players have played their entire career for one team. And, of course, that's recent, and then it goes into the past. So you got to be slick with this. 610-632-0975. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. We're on 97.5 The Fanatic. We're on NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And we're back into this. Oh, it's 2:21. It's the Mike Mussinelli Show. I know we haven't even gotten around to saying, what are the Flyers last night with their new goalie, 20-year-old Carter Hart, and they win in his debut last night. So, yeah, I didn't forget about you, Flyers and Flyer fans. A lot of people are really interested in that result last night. I hope it works out for the kid. He looks like he's 12. He's like a boy band. I can see, like, these 15-year-old girls lining up for this kid.
Yeah, he's adorable.
It's like Peter Zezel all over again.
Peter Zezel looked more suave. This kid looks like a young boy.
Yeah, he is young.
He looks like Backstreet Boys. Yeah, like he could be in the Backstreet Boys.
What's the band that broke up that's younger than them?
One Direction.
One Direction. There you go. That helped to
with the pads on him too. Yeah, it doesn't help. There was this picture of him with all the pads on and his and his little helmet, and he just it looks like he's too small for all the pads. What, the little helmet? I'm sorry.
Good job, Carter. I hope it works out. Nah. I hope you take this lead by storm.
Good start.
It is a good start. 2 o'clock hours brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Lion Conklin. Equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Visit their new location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today. All right, Miss Natalie, let's start our Twitter poll, which is brought to us, of course, by Paul B. Moyer & Sons, from robotic lawnmower to zero-turn and conventional riding mowers. If it goes in your shed, including snow blowers, by the way, don't forget those, Moyer has it. What's today's Twitter poll?
Because of his Super Bowl win, do you think you are capable of fairly criticizing Nick Foles? 66% say yes, 34% say no.
That's a good question. So in other words, does he have immunity from the criticism because he won the Super Bowl?
Well, or do you always give him a little bit more leeway because of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that's going to come out 70 to 30 today.
So
I'll say. You know, Nick Foles is, you say the word Foles. You know, it's like the difference between a vending machine where you just, you put in your money and you press a button, boom, it comes out. And remember the old vending machines that had like the old coffee vending machines or the chicken soup? Remember you used to have those at the bowling alley? You remember those? Where the cup would come down and it would make your coffee, like brew your coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you put the
Yeah.
It's like, that's Foles. It's like, you say Foles and it takes, it expands out, right? The other one's quick.
Yeah.
You ever get the chicken soup? You ever press the chicken soup button?
No, I've never gotten
chicken soup from the vending machine.
The chicken soup button was pretty good.
I thought, my mom told me never to do that because she said it was too salty.
Well, it is salty, but it's tasty. It's like chicken soup broth.
Nah, never.
Yeah, not bad.
Imagine the germs.
Back in the day.
Probably germy, right?
The old vending machines used to have mixed the Coca-Cola, too. Like, it was a soda fountain.
It was like a fountain soda that would come out
like
of
the seltzer and the syrup. And when, like, went to an old old soda jerk place where they would mix the soda for you. Like, people don't remember that actually happened. It did.
So you see, more good machines. And yet we're still stuck with this vending machine in our building.
Exactly. Kenny in New York. Kenny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kenny.
Hey, guys, this is Mike. Can you hear me?
Mike. It's Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
I thought I heard it go. So anyway, here's what I was going to say. And you guys may, I know you've been taking calls on this for a couple of days, but I didn't hear it, so I wanted to kind of weigh in on it. So obviously, I wanted to talk about Foles versus Carson Wentz. My thoughts are, I really believe Carson Wentz is a better quarterback, but I was talking to my brother about this, and I feel like if Carson Wentz, if the Eagles were to say, hey, listen, we're going to commit to Nick Foles, even though I know he's not as good of a quarterback, but we're going to try and get like 2 first-round draft picks in return for Carson Wentz, I think the team may be better as a whole moving forward because of that. Huh?
I don't agree. I don't agree a little bit. I think, first of all, you're committing to a 30-year-old guy. All right, right?
The other one's sort of injury-prone, too, so far.
Well, how do you know Foles, if he played like a whole season, wouldn't be injury-prone? Because he's absolutely more frail than Carson Wentz is. So you take the hits that Carson Wentz has taken, and I know he gets rid of the ball quick, but still, he's a little more frail physically than Carson Wentz is.
Can't argue that. I'm just saying, I feel like that. I'm not saying they should 100% do
it. Have you put a lot of thought into this?
No, God, no. Come on, man.
I need you to put a little thought into this. Because what you're saying here is that you would trade your franchise quarterback for two number ones that you don't even know where they're going to land, and then you would probably have to invest one of those in a quarterback anyway, since the one you committed to is 30.
Maybe so, but I do feel like you're right. The age thing is a little bit of a factor.
Do you have enough of a sample size to think that the team plays better with him?
I heard that Nick Foles is 21-6 as an Eagle.
You heard that's not accurate, but
they just said Mertedis.
Yeah, he's not 21-6 as an Eagle. We went over this yesterday. He's like 16-11.
I thought Mertedis said 21.
Mertedis was wrong. If he said that, he was wrong.
Okay, well that doesn't shock me.
No. It's just he got the numbers mixed up.
If that number, operating under the assumption 21-7 is the case, if that's a pretty good sample size to say, okay, 21-7, this guy can obviously get the job done. Maybe we add a few more pieces to the mix and some other places that we need.
Yeah, the number's incorrect. So does that change your mind?
What do you got for me on general knowledge?
Okay, all right. We'll give you a general knowledge question. All right. Here we go. What is the Scottish word for lake? This is the general knowledge quiz. Lake.
Lock.
That's
lock,
very lock. Good. Hold on 1 second. Lock is correct.
All right.
L-O-C-H. What?
Now, for that stat, John Clark tweeted it out. He was 14-5 under Chip. But that leaves out that I think he was 1-5 as a starter under Andy. We can't take out those losses just because we don't do it for Carson either. Let me.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely right. He's 19-11 as an Eagle.
He says that then he says he's 21-6 in his last 27 games that matter. So he took out he took out the Dallas game that he lost. So it's basically a stat that he's using to twist to make him look better.
It's a skewed stat. He's 19-11.
Because if that's the case, I can use the 11-2.
Here he is as an Eagle. Okay, these are the stats. He's 19-11. He's completed 61.9% of his passes. He's thrown for 8,011 yards. He has 52 TDs to 21 interceptions. And his yards per attempt is 7.2. If you look at Carson Wentz's numbers in every category, they'd obviously be better. Yeah. So, all right. Kenny in New York. All right, we got Kenny. Go ahead, Kenny. Do we have Kenny? I guess we don't have Kenny. All right. No, that line screwed up, apparently, because I just pressed it. I couldn't get him on, and it's still blinking. So it's still blinking. We haven't cleared line one. We have a glitch in line one. Call for an engineer. Engineers. All right. Now, nothing else is blinking. We got it. Where's Drew Westchester? It's not even on my board. All right. Drew Westchester. Go ahead, Drew.
I'm here, Mike.
What's up, Drew? You're not on my board. You're like an empty space on my board here.
Yeah, pretty much empty space in most people's lives, too, Mike. So. It's all good, brother.
Don't sell yourself short, Drew.
Nah, it's all good, man. So anyway, yeah, no, I think Fultz is, I mean, not Fultz, what the hell am I talking about? Fultz. I'm thinking Wentz is definitely a much better quarterback than Fultz. But what's really going to interest me, I think, this weekend is, you know, Fultz is always kind of come and played that underdog role, and now we're going into this game in Houston where he's going to be the favorite.
That's a good point. Can he play as a favorite?
And all the pressure is going to be on him. Last week it was kind of, you know, we lost that game. Well, we were supposed to lose that game, but we won it, which was great and gravy and all. But now, you know, I think it's going to be a whole different scenario.
It may or may not be a factor. You're absolutely right to point it out that he has mostly thrived as an underdog, and it's like a backup goaltender theory, and everybody rallies around the guy because nobody thinks he's going to win, and they relish that underdog role, and the ski mask thing pales in comparison to the underdog mask. So you're right. He's got to now carry this team at home as a favorite, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that was my next point, the whole underdog, you know, backup goaltender. And as far as Carter Hart goes, yeah, I thought the kid did pretty good last night. I think if they use him the right way, the Flyers could possibly, you know, they do this properly, they could have a goalie for the future.
What's your definition of using him the right way?
Well, just kind of like the Penguins did with Marc-Andre Fleury. You know, you got to put him in there. You know, this is the time to do it. The team's not that great.
You're playing, playing against the weaker teams?
Well, that's a good start to get him in there. I mean, he's going to get blown out. Don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, he obviously was, you know, Detroit, but he's going to have those games where he's going to get shut out, you know, beaten down pretty bad. But
okay. All right.
I think you got to play him.
All right. Experience. Drew, want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, absolutely.
$200 gift certificate. Radnor Flemings.
Yeah, I've been there before. I love it.
All right, here it is. Movie set in Los Angeles. Genius billionaire designs awesome weaponized bodysuit.
Oh, that would be Iron Man?
That would be correct. Set in L.A. Yeah, most of the big splashy movies are set in L.A. like that, right? Except maybe Batman, which is...
No, pretty much none of the superhero movies are set in L.A. except for Iron Man.
Really?
Yeah, they're all in their own areas.
Oh, yeah, they have their own little towns. Yeah. But Gotham is supposed to be in New York, really.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we do. Is Kenny, like, what is it with the line one? What's going on with line one? Oh, do I have to reboot it? All right, so line.
Yeah, that program.
Line four is what?
Don in West Philly.
Who in West Philly?
Don.
All right, go ahead, Don. This Don in West Philly?
Yo, this is Don.
What's up, Don?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Listen, I just want to touch on this Wentz and Foles subject. I think why most people are probably siding with Foles, because Foles, what he did, he's won a championship. He's won a Super Bowl. Most of you guys weren't even born for the last time the Eagles won a championship. He won a Super Bowl. I mean, he won a Super Bowl, which none of those other quarterbacks that you mentioned did. And he's won big games. And not only did he win the Super Bowl, he won MVP. Now, I know he didn't win it all by himself. I mean, we know that you got the defense and special teams. But actually, the defense stunk it up in that Super Bowl. If it wasn't for him out-dueling Tom Brady, we would have got blown out in that Super Bowl.
All right, but let me throw this your way, okay? Because this is the way I look at it, okay? The only way he has a chance to do what he did in those playoffs is because of what Carson Wentz did before him. Now, am I wrong?
Well, Carson... Well, no, I mean, Carson Wentz, listen, Carson Wentz, he had a magical regular season. That's what he had. He went 11-2, and he
okay,
did.
But who put the team in a position to do it, to give Foles a chance to do what he did?
He did. I'm going to give him credit. Listen, I was never a Foles fan until last year. I was never a Foles fan. And I think Wentz is a heck of a talent. That he did. But the bottom line is this. Wentz, first of all, Wentz hasn't stayed healthy in one year, right? Mm-hmm. And Wentz has never played a meaningful game yet. He hasn't won a big game.
Come on, man. Now, that's just silly. It's just silly. You're telling me none of the 11 wins he had were important. It's silly.
Let me ask you this. Were they important as a playoff game?
Well, no, but it's still, they're important games. Okay, you can't measure a guy because he didn't get to the playoffs because he got injured.
Well, I'm not talking about this. Was Dallas a big game?
Was Dallas a big game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was Dallas a big game? Uh-huh. And he couldn't win that one.
Yeah, except he brought him back twice to tie the game.
That's too late. He should have did it in the first half. Too late for that.
You're an example of an unfair caller.
No.
Yeah,
no,
yes, you are. You're an unfair caller. I'm sorry. You're an unfair caller.
No, listen.
You're not looking at the data with your eyes straight. One eye's cockeyed.
The question is that we call, you know, I'm going to tell you why I'm a little upset because we, everybody got a habit keep calling Wentz great. Wentz is not great yet. He hasn't shown any real greatness yet. He's shown that
nobody said he was great. Everybody said I can't click him off, Tyrone, so you're going to have to do that for me. You've been on so long. I screwed up the phone. I pulled the thing out.
It will get squared away in 5 minutes.
And I broke the little nub that holds the thing into the telephone.
You broke
line.
It?
Yeah, I broke the nub when I was trying to fool with it and put it back in. I broke the nub. So I have, like, this is what I have here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to take a little more to get squared away.
Yeah, we just need a new cord, right?
Yeah.
With a new
where's
nub?
That, yeah, where's right, that cord go. Run to? That's
okay.
With the nub?
Oh, sorry. I got it in now. Now, if I have some tape, I got a slice of tape here. Hold on a second.
There you go.
Yeah, this is Repair Central.
That's what that's what the tape's actually for, not your finger.
Okay. I tape it right here.
Yeah, this is good.
This is the
magic of radio.
This is live TV right here.
Yep.
And TV.
Here we go. Okay.
Is it still working?
It's lit.
All right, there you go.
It's lit.
Scotch tape, baby. You can't live without it. All right, let's go. Let's see if I can do this now. It's not blinking. All right, so pop somebody else up.
It's Jack in Worcester.
Jack in Worcester. What's up, Jack?
Hey, Mike, how are
you? What's going on, Jack?
I want to talk about Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the show, when you first came on, you were talking about what is the attraction to Philadelphia fans.
Yes.
Nick Foles is a Philadelphia fan.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I believe his football prowess only has a very small percentage to do with that.
Okay.
I believe, at least me personally, I like Nick Foles because, number one, he plays to his abilities. He doesn't have the God-given talent that Carson Wentz has. He doesn't have the skills that Carson Wentz has. I think he knows his limitations, and he plays to those limitations. Secondly, he is just an all-around good guy. I've never heard Nick Foles say an unkind word about any of his teammates, anybody in the league, any of his opponents. He's just a great, good guy.
But what about Carson? In that same area, isn't he kind of the same?
Well, he is kind of the same, but I don't think he's quite as genuine.
You don't think he's quite as genuine?
Yes.
How do you get that?
He doesn't come off that way to me. I mean, again, I've never heard Wentz say anything bad about his
teammates. Well, no, I'm curious, like, what doesn't he come off? It's interesting that you say that, and because I see a glass of milk when I look at Carson Wentz. So, what do you see?
I see a glass of milk. I see a glass of maybe skim milk versus a glass of whole milk that I see in Nick Foles.
All right, listen, it's up to you. It's your interpretation. Now, let me just throw this in. Nick Foles, when he plays bad, has looked horrible.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Carson Wentz has never, ever looked horrible. He may have lost games. He's never looked horrible.
That's true.
So tell me why that's never factored in.
That's a good question, and I can tell you why I don't factor it in, and I think I alluded to this earlier in the conversation.
All right.
I just don't think that Foles has the talent that Carson Wentz has. So Foles can't be as consistently good as Carson Wentz can be. Again, my opinion.
But it doesn't affect your judgment of him.
No, it does not.
That's very interesting. This is what I mean about this guy getting immunity. Yeah. Would you like a general knowledge question?
Sure.
Wanted for crimes, real and fictional. I'm going to give you for what the guy was wanted for. You give me the perpetrator.
Okay.
He was wanted, or it was wanted, for killing the radio star.
Video.
Oh, look at you. All over. Video killed the radio star. All right, so what do we have to do now during the break to get us back on the phone bank?
We're going
to
close the program that you're saying, that Assist Pro, and then we're going to reopen it. And then it'll be back.
Can I do that myself?
Yeah.
I get this computer here?
You X that out.
What would I put
out,
the cursor on? X
on
it
the,
out?
The top right. Yeah, okay. You X that
right,
out.
I X it out.
And then you reopen it.
It says, do you want to save the current settings?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now I got. I just have a picture screen.
Yeah, there's an Assist Pro somewhere on that desktop.
Assist Pro?
Yeah, you want to reopen that.
It says Assistant Producer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's Assist Pro, I guess. Yeah. Clever radio terms.
I don't know if that's clever.
It says Assistant Producer 3.5. That would be Assist Pro?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I think we're back up.
And who do you see it blinking? Do you see Dave in Holmesburg?
No, I think my screen is up. Dave from Holmesburg is blinking.
There it is. All fixed.
You did it.
610-632. I used Assist Pro. 0975. It's the Mike Missanelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missanelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, 'tis the season to forget about your lawn. That's right. Now, it's no problem for me. I'm not a crazy lawn guy. Not since I got my personal Husqvarna robot mower to do my mowing for me. Do you know a crazy lawn guy? Well, this is a great gift for the holidays. A Husqvarna auto mower, and you give them from Paul B. Moyer and Sons in Doylestown. They're the people who deal with this. They're the people that will come out, survey your lawn, and install it. It's the gift of a beautiful lawn without the constant worry about when and how much to cut. This Husqvarna auto mower has a built-in weather timer feature. It automatically adapts the amount of mowing it does to the rate your grass is growing. This is it. It's got a brain. The mower actually monitors its blade resistance while it cuts. If there's no resistance, it means there's no growth. And my little robot friend says, job's done. Goes back to its base. This is a great, great invention. Call Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Yes, personal service is what you'll get from these guys with this product. Check them out online at paulbmoyer.com or just visit Paul B. Moyer and Sons showroom. They're in Doylestown.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
2:45, Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5. Now, when are we going to get to that, Donde Esta Santa Claus?
It's in.
Is it in? Yeah. When I least expect it?
Yep.
What is it?
Donde Esta Santa Claus song.
I'm not familiar.
You're not familiar with the Donde Esta Santa Claus?
I'm not. Should I be?
Donde Esta Santa Claus, the man with the hair on his jaws.
I've never heard
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, you never heard Donde Esta, it's a Hispanic Christmas song.
I don't think I've heard it. No? I mean, unless you're just not singing it the same way.
I can't get the tune in my head right now, but it's a female voice.
Okay.
I believe it's a female voice. Isn't it? No, it's a male voice.
Yeah, a little kid.
Oh, it's a kid?
Yeah, it's a kid. So that's why it's a little, before a voice change.
Yeah, there you go. Before a voice change. It's a little kid. It was recorded a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it means, where is Santa Claus?
Alrighty.
The kid is wondering where Santa Claus is.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put it in at a random time. So it's
really? Okay. Well, then you have to look forward to that. Augie Rios is the kid's name.
Hmm.
Original Broadway cast recording. Yeah. All right. Well, back to the phones. David Holmesburg, you're on the you can't curse.
Well, why'd you say I would curse?
You just said it. You just cursed.
I did?
Yes. You said you're tired of this Foles and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Relax. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, buddy.
That's all right.
This city was starving, starving, starving for a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They would have got the firstborn to have one.
Mm-hmm.
Winnie the Pooh could have been quarterback, and he would have been great today. It's as simple as that. Once is your starter, once is your man, and that's it.
Winnie the Pooh?
He would have been the quarterback for the Eagles of the Super Bowl. He'd been loving it.
Winnie's not a he. Is Winnie a he? I don't know. Go ahead. It doesn't matter.
You got the wrong assist pro in there, Mike.
Yeah, I think Winnie is like neuter.
Okay.
And, you know, like.
Still could have been the quarterback of the Eagles.
Gender neutral. All right,
I got a thing for you. The other day you were going through your NFL round things. I could go through them things.
Uh-huh.
And Manu Bol was the fastest human ever clocked a little over 27 miles an hour.
Manu Bol?
Manu Bol. sorry, man. Bolt. Same Bolt. Don't laugh too much. I got 2 minutes.
Usain Bolt. Anyway, yeah, it's different than Manu Bol.
That guy you had running back that cut that kickoff, that D.D. Westbrook.
D.D. Westbrook. You know, like, he can fly.
He was clocked over 23.7 miles an hour with all that gear
on. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That was amazing.
Yep.
I mean,
you want a general knowledge question, Dave?
I'll try.
This is one team NBA basketball players.
Oh, boy.
You're not a basketball guy?
I don't know.
This guy played for one team, the Miami Heat, from the year 2003 to current day.
Current day?
I think he's still on the roster, actually.
Dwayne Wade?
No. Dwayne Wade played for a few teams. Udonis Haslam.
Yep.
Was the correct answer. Is he still on the roster?
I believe so. Second round pick. And it's just
that's unbelievable that he's still on the roster.
And he's from there. So it's like, yeah, he went away for college, but that guy's been in Miami for like all of his life.
Yeah.
Like all of his life from birth.
Yes. Dave in Somerton. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, don't ever get me mixed up with that Dave from Holmesburg.
No, you have different voices. I can tell.
But the odd part is that's originally where I'm from.
So is
I
that
get
right?
A lot of people are calling me saying, you know, what are you saying on the radio? Uh-huh. I'm like, that's not me. It's
gotcha.
But real quick, I am calling because when I called you last week, I did say that the Eagles did not have a chance, and I said they would lose that game, and that was my pick of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling to say...
Well, I would have... Listen, if I was a millionaire, I probably would have bet several hundred thousand dollars on the Rams on the money line.
Yeah, and I was incorrect, but I at the time I didn't know that Wentz wasn't going to play, but neither does it matter. I mean, you know, I don't think there's a quarterback controversy at all. You know, Foles is doing what he's paid to do, and when Wentz is healthy, you know, he's...
Well, there seems to be a quarterback controversy. Yeah. There seems to be. Maybe not in your mind, but that's why I say when I mention the name Nick Foles, people go gooey. They really do. And there are people that would consider moving on from Wentz in favor of Foles in this town.
He's got 4 years on him. And not only that, Nick Foles is perfect for a couple games here and there. Carson Wentz is a franchise quarterback.
I see it the same way you do, but there are a lot of people that don't. And that's what I'm trying to explore today. I'm trying to explore the psychology of Nick.
Well, if Nick Foles started a 16-game season, how many games do you think he would win?
Well, I don't know. I can't say anything anymore. Nick's got me, like, in a corner. He's got me in a corner. I will never, ever again say that he's incapable of winning games.
No, I agree with you, but I'm just saying the long term, you saw what happened when you got shipped.
I get you. I'm more inclined to agree with you, but the way the folks have responded to Nick Foles, I'm not so sure that they're not right and we're not wrong.
Well, take a look at when he was with the Rams and he was
I get you. It wasn't a good team. All right, would you like general knowledge question?
Sure.
General knowledge question, general knowledge category. Why are people using the S word today?
You know,
what's going on? You can't use the S word.
See, this is a mistake. You know what? I'm mostly to blame for this.
Why?
I'm mostly to blame.
Why? You can't just say the S word. We're live on the radio.
They're getting too comfortable. And I haven't letting these callers, I haven't been hard on them.
Really?
And so when you get comfortable, your real you comes out. And I've allowed these people to get too comfortable.
Yeah, but you have to understand it. You can't be the real you. All right? We're not in a saloon.
Come on, guys.
We got FCC regulations. We can get fined for that, for something you say. So you can't say it. All right. Let's go to Dave in Somerton. Dave, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Dave.
Hello?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, Nick. I'm Ron.
Oh, you're Ron? Well, we're all screwed up here, man. go ahead, Ron.
Hey, I think everybody just needs to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is because, like, they have to understand that Philadelphia never won a Super Bowl before, as we all know. And Nick Foles is the quarterback that won the Super Bowl and was the MVP. So it's going to be naturally a hard time. Most people are going to stick with the Super Bowl winning quarterback, especially when you have a quarterback that seems like he might be, you know, injury prone. And that's and I think that, you know, Doug Peterson has a big choice to make. And if he screws it up, it could, it just seems really crazy, man. It really does.
Well, see, it doesn't seem that crazy to me because I remember years ago a guy named Hostetler won the Super Bowl, right? But the people in New York knew that Phil Simms was the franchise quarterback. So whether Hostetler won the Super Bowl or not, it didn't change their judgment on who the better player was, which is befuddling to me because in Philadelphia, we never see it that way.
You know, you actually are making a point, but here's the thing. Wentz has not been an Eagle that long. If he wasn't as
well, neither was Phil Simms, but he was drafted to be their quarterback.
I understand that, man, but you're talking about a lot of other intangibles.
I don't think I'm talking about any intangibles. One guy was drafted to be the franchise quarterback. The other guy was his substitution because that guy got hurt. It shouldn't carry over at all.
If Foles continues to win these big games, and here's the thing, a lot of people don't recognize that we are in a good position. I mean, we have a tried and tested Super Bowl winning quarterback who knows what it takes to get there and win the game. So at the same time, you know, it is a good double-edged sword that we're on if people look at it that way. But I have to maintain that it's going to be a big decision.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The perception is that Nick Foles somehow has been perfect. And he has not. But nobody remembers the imperfection. They just remember the perfection. And to me, that's odd. 610-632-0975. Mike Masnelli Show. General Knowledge Wednesday. We're giving away a $200 gift certificate to Fleming Steakhouse today. It's cool. And the categories are really cool, too. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.